I've been fucking hoes and popping pillies, man. I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they... All right, this is the way to the sale. Listen, you already did your deep dive research. You already did your kindergarten simple pitch. You got a little bit of your story put together already. Now it's time to get to the sale, right? Get to the sale, GTM. What is your treasure map? What is the way to the sale that you're going to go to? WTTS, way to the sale, right? That's what this whole flow is. It's an adventure to hold the money. You know, you're going on an adventure with the prospect to hold the, so that they give you money at the end of the day. That's it. And if you tell the story in this specific way, it prints. Every successful campaign on the internet has its own proven way to the sale. And all we're doing here, what this is like 18 of the best ways to the sale there are, the best campaigns on the internet. Each one follows its own particular way to the sale that convinces a stranger to say, shut up and give me my money. That's it. That's the whole flow here. So at this time, it's time for you to create your own way to the sale. And when you get this, that's when you hand it off to a copywriter, or you can write it yourself. And this is how they're able to have a map. This is the treasure map that you can send a copywriter to go on to follow in order for you to have a rock solid swing at knocking this campaign out of the park. This is how you get your baseball bat going 100 miles an hour. So at the highest level, this is all I really do. I mean, for the last 5 years since I hired my first copywriter just to start working with me on VSLs, this is all I would do, right? I would find a winning campaign and I would reverse engineer the way they got to the sale, the flow of the whole VSL. And it's just a way to get to the sale. It's a way to get to the sale at the end of the day. I know you got that. And I would hand it off to him and be like, yo, this is it. You find a guy with solid chops. All he has to do with solid chops, you tell him, hey, I want to model this formula, right? This is the way we're going to get to the sale. Boom, 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 scene by scene. And here's the script that we're going to model after. And you have him start cranking it out. And it's a solid swing. That's exactly what I've been doing for the last 6 years. It's just getting the flow, handing it off. So let's take my story, for example, for the VSL Masterclass. My story is basically, you know, I met some media buyers. They taught me that the secret to cracking Facebook was just having a simple campaign. Facebook knew everything about you. If your stuff didn't work, it's because your ad sucked. And then I got into VSLs and I just committed my life to making VSLs. And that's when everything started exploding, when I started making these campaigns. So that is my own kind of story right off the bat. So after reading a lot of these, that really fits with one super brain. This is a very nightmare kind of story where he was struggling and then he became one of the best in the world. And now he has a program that teaches everybody about it. That's basically what this is, the Double Your High Score VSL Masterclass. I struggled. I cracked some shit. I went to the tallest tower and I put together a program. There was a pivoting point, which is basically the master is the one who creates the most masters. I want to make you a master. I want to make you a god of VSLs. And so I'm putting together this program. You can buy it today. That is the way to the sale, you know? So if I'm thinking about which one do I want to rewrite, this makes a lot of sense. Yo, bro, this storyline makes a lot of sense with me. This was a big campaign. Also with Silva Ultramind, I like this one a lot. This one's more if he cracks something amazing, nobody believes him, so he tested on a bunch of people, right? That's not really my story as much because my story is more I tested it on myself because my mentors told me never to make a course until you become best in the world and you can make a course. But so this doesn't really line up for my story. So this is what I'm thinking about when I'm coming up with what story would I want to roll, right? My gut feeling is I would rip off Superbrain first because that is just like mine. But once I have my Superbrain VSL done, I'll just go around and just test another one, right? Like, I was powerless to do something, right? People keep coming to me asking for help and I'm powerless to help them, right? I was the top guy, but I was so slammed by all these other projects. That's another angle. That happened to me too, right? So I'm going through here and I'm just flows. These are different ways to the sale, ways to the sale. Why do some brands explode on the internet and other people can't seem to get their Facebook accounts done at all? Hey, my name is Peter. I was a top cosmetic guy and then la-di-da-di-da. Like, so I'm starting to get the story flow for my own thing. These are the own ways to the sale that you can kind of, you know, use. I'll give you another example, right? There's other pieces here that maybe you don't have, right? So this is the whole point of an entire business is making the VSL. When I'm starting a new company or a new brand or whatever, everything revolves around the campaign. Every piece of the business is a piece of the campaign. It's the puzzle. You're putting together this campaign because if you're going to go nuclear, you have to be able to get a huge ROI off your campaign. That way you can keep spending, right? So let's say, so for example, I met some guys recently who had an NAD product, right? They wanted to get into anti-aging skincare for women. And they had this product. They knew it was epic. It had incredible reviews. But unfortunately, they were like here in the story flow, right? So they needed to get all of this part of the story in order to get someone to buy this product. But they didn't have an expert. They didn't have an authority figure. They didn't have anything. But again, they didn't have a flow either. So they needed to come up with the flow, and they needed to create their own story, right? They needed to find missing pieces of their puzzle because they were just marketers who found a dope product, right? So if I go back to the way to the sale on Gundry, Total Restore, for example, I'm seeing this starts off with like, you know, I know eventually I have to get to, hey, we figured out the root cause of the problem, which is like, oh, NAD, low, let's just say low NAD now, and then the solution is fixing NAD and getting more, so we put it into a supplement. So I need to find a story, right, of an expert, an authority figure, who maybe left because he wasn't targeting the root cause of the problem, and he realized that, you know, that the root cause of the problem is low NAD, right? So who, it could have been in an expert position that maybe would want to leave because he realized they never did it. Dermatologists, right? And I was looking around for this. They were asking for help, and I was like, all right, let's look around. So I was looking around for experts on NAD, right? And I was doing, okay, who is successfully using NAD right now, right? There's a lot of stories of nurses in Hollywood working with celebrities I stumbled across of. There's a lot of like Justin Bieber type people who are using NAD to look way younger and age way slower. And I'm thinking about this. Okay, and it looks like they're doing injections. They're like injecting this into their arm and getting it straight into the bloodstream. And then I'm thinking, okay, what's a story? And it's like nurses doing this. And I'm like, okay, what's a story if she needs to leave because she's not really hitting all these people? You know, what about, right? What if there was a nurse who saw the life-changing benefits of putting NAD, and she's working with all these celebrities. She's like a Hollywood insider. But the problem is that they needed to inject all these things, and it couldn't really scale it based on people. So she went on a mission to find out how she could put it into a supplement, right? That kind of works. That's a little bit of a flow right there. She goes on and figures out the root cause of the problem is X. All she needed to do is put it into a supplement this way, and she would have very similar results. And then bada boom, that would work, right? So I'm telling these guys this idea because they need to go find an authority figure who can fill in the flow, right? Because fill in the way to the sale. They need to have someone speaking for them who can rip this kind of storyline for them to get to the sale. And that was an idea that worked for them, right? Another idea could also be a dermatologist who left, right? How do we find a dermatologist who, maybe she was a dermatologist who started getting old herself, right? And then went on her own mission to find like new bleeding edge technologies on people who are, you know, transforming. Or in this story, which is like Dr. Marty, who found that all these problems you're experiencing, let's say fine lines and wrinkles, are from maybe these three bad things that are kind of happening. And all these things are causing you to lose NAD as you get older. And as he started researching all these things, he discovered, ba-boom, so he put it into a bottle, right? The story of the flow. So by going through these, you can begin to find your own way to the sale, how to get to the sale. One last one, just to give another example with Craig Clemens. So Craig Clemens was here, right? He knew he wanted to get a product, and he knew he wanted to get an authority figure on it, product in the gut health space, right? But he didn't have an authority figure. He didn't have any of these people, right? So what he did was he went looking and studying for who are the experts in the gut health kind of space. And he went off and discovered Dr. Gundry, who is writing books on gut health. Right? Dr. Gundry already had the story. He already left. He already did this. He already did that. When you find authority figures, they already have stories, right? And what Dr. Gundry had did was he had done all of this and he put it all in a book, but nobody gave a fuck about the book. So that's where Craig Clemens stepped in and was like, yo, let's make it a supplement. So a lot of times just finding authors who haven't yet gotten to a supplement is a huge thing, right? So if you haven't put your story together, that's one of the ways to get to the sale. And he keeps doing this with all of these other authority figures, right? Like Randy Jackson, right? Craig Clemens had a probiotic and a prebiotic. He needed somebody who had their gut health transformed, right? So he fucking found this guy who just transformed and he was a celebrity, Randy Jackson, right? Nothing worked. Kada bing, bada boom. Randy fixed his gut health and he used probiotics and prebiotics. So Da boom, they made a partner and they have a true story that kind of flows here. So that's the way to the sale. Jump in here. I like writing the way to the sale like this in a row. It's kind of like the kindergarten simple pitch. It has to make sense and it has to flow like a slippery slide. That's what really keeps somebody in trance, was that if it just flows really smoothly. And if you follow one of these way to the sales, it'll flow really smoothly. And that's it. That's the way to the sale, guys. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to sit down and start organizing your way to the sale. Put together your way to the sale, how you're going to get the customer to the sale. And when you take that, I'm going to show you in the next video how to hand it off to a copywriter. And then bada boom, you'll be ready to go. And they'll be able to create a world-class VSL script for you. See you guys.